This is the SB Live Washington Podcast, your weekly conversation about high school sports and the people who play them across the Evergreen State. I'm Andy Bueller, prep sports reporter for SB Live. And with me is prodigal son of Tacoma, your pal and mine, senior reporter with SB Live, Todd Millis. It's just the two of us today as we are set to talk about some pretty promising news, Todd. For the first time, it seems like, in a while.
Yeah, you're going to get to it, but the prodigal son of Tacoma is not strong enough to lift my home county back into phase three. That's the downer of the news that we'll discuss. But largely, you know, it's actually for the rest of the state. It's fair to Midland news, I would say.
Absolutely. So, you know, the news we're referring to is on Tuesday, Washington Governor Jay Inslee announced that all counties will remain in their current phases of the state's COVID-19 reopening plan for two more weeks. That's a two-week pause. And that came as there was mounting concern across the state in large pockets of the state, Spokane County, the middle of the state, King County, and even, you know, down in Clark County in Vancouver, that there might be a backslide into phase two. And that is troublesome with the current reopening plan because high-risk indoor sports like basketball and wrestling are not allowed in phase two. And so there was a lot of concern from coaches, from athletic directors, administrators around the state that, you know, hey, as basketball seasons and wrestling seasons are starting around the state, and some are already finished as of now as we record this, are we going to have to shut everything down again? And there was a lot of fear around that, and we just didn't get that news. So, you know, are you prepared to chalk this up as a win, I guess, for high school sports and their ability to play safely?
Yes and no. I mean, largely a win in the fact that, and we've talked about this, Andy, a lot on our podcast, is going backward and making these student athletes and these coaches wait in reversing field is bad. The fact that, especially like you said, there was an expectation that there were going to be a lot of rollbacks from some of the bigger counties around the state. The fact that the governor just said, let's just kind of wait and see. Let's just give it a couple more weeks to see what the trend is in the case count. We're not going to overreact, however you want to describe that. So I do think it's a solid win, especially for some of these counties that haven't started basketball. They're going to have 2 weeks of basketball, and then we'll see where we're at here later in May. But you know, the downside is, like I said, there's three counties that remain in phase two, so they're going to have to kind of wait and see and get creative. I know Pierce County, there's been some creative ideas on how to get basketball played, how to get wrestling played. Right now, still theoretically, but if it stays in phase two, you're going to see, I think, some leagues in Pierce County do some really interesting things moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I should say the decision to pause the phasing movement for two more weeks the reason for that was, you know, one, health officials are actually, cautiously hopeful about this. We're in a fourth wave, but cases are starting to plateau around the state. And one thing we've seen around this state too, especially at the top, as Governor Inslee has been more restrictive than, you know, a lot of other states, and that we've seen that in high school sports as it's impacted and shut down and delayed and paused high school sports being played. He's put a large emphasis in following state health officials and following the science. And so for him to say and to come out and say, you know, hey, look, we are in a fourth wave, but we've seen this plateau, is pretty consistent with how he's handled this all along. One thing that he did mention and really stress was that as of Tuesday, 38% of eligible Washington residents are fully vaccinated. 54% total have received at least the first dose. And that is, as Inslee says, as you hear people say all the time, the key out of this is getting vaccinated. And so, you know, I'm vaccinated, Todd, you're vaccinated. And so we'll see if those numbers continue to tick up and that percentage continues to tick up. But you're right. You know, three counties across the state remain in phase two. They've been cleared to play. Those high-risk sports like basketball, wrestling have been cleared to play outside of their county and hold games outside of their county. So for places like Cowlitz County, you know, Kelso and the 3A Greater St. Helens League has gone down and played a road schedule. And we're going to see that in Pierce County as well as things start to kick up. So, moving along, we're really excited to welcome on our guest for today. He's somebody who is you're going to hear the name of in the future a lot. He's the number two baseball prospect in this state. He's expected to hear his name in a really high round in July's Major League Baseball draft. That's O'Day right-handed pitcher Max DeBeck. He's a senior. He's had a really remarkable athletic career at O'Day that's capping with a baseball season that's just started. He made his first start with the limited pitch count last week and really enjoyed catching up with Max just about how he's prepared for this season, how he's made an enormous jump, continued to fill out a really big 6'7 frame, and how he's elevated his game into to the point where, you know, he's created a couple really good options for himself, either get drafted in a high round or go play with the University of Washington where he's signed. But Todd, really interesting thing about Max DeBeck is with Paolo Banchero and John Christofilos not playing basketball, he stepped in and he's been O'Day's leading basketball scorer while at the same time playing baseball.
He reminds me, and I had a chance to watch him in the summer, didn't know who he was. One of the guys that was a secondary scorer, a sixth man, but an athlete, a lot like, you know, I'm not saying he's Mark Hendrickson, I'm not saying he's John Lester, but he's of that size, of that type, of that athletic, that frame, and that level of athleticism, where if baseball didn't work out, he could really focus on basketball and be a really, really good basketball player. It just so happens that, you know, he can throw really hard and is going to make probably a lot of money in baseball. It becomes a second sport. But it reminds me the situation. I was at his signing day at O'Day. It reminds me a lot of those situations. It's he's a lot of riches in terms of his athletic endeavors. And that young man is going to go a long, long way.
Hey, listen, when you're 6'7 and your fastball touches 97, you've got good things in your future, especially when you're 17, 18 years old. So looking forward to that conversation, which we will get after a quick commercial break. So for SB Live Washington and SB Live Sports, I've been Andy Bueller. He's Todd Millis. Stick with us. I want to take a moment to tell you about something really exciting for high school sports fans across the country. SB Live Sports has launched a free iPhone and Android app featuring the latest high school sports news here in Washington and across the country. With the SB Live Sports app, it's now even easier to follow your favorite team and tailor your experience to your interests. With real-time scores and news alerts, as well as video highlights, podcasts, photo galleries, rankings, game coverage, and much more, the app delivers on the content you want in one convenient place. The SB Live Sports app features exclusive content from on-the-ground reporters across the country, and it's the number one source for Washington high school sports fans, with coverage from reporters Todd Millis, myself, Andy Bueller, as well as SB Live's preeminent basketball mind and recruiting expert Dan Dickow. The SB Live Sports app is available at no charge in the Apple App Store and Google Play Store. Download it today. He is O'Day's ace on the mound, also taking on an increased role in this basketball season too. Projected to be drafted here in a couple of months and a University of Washington signee, Max DeBeck. Max, thank you for joining. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on the show.
You bet. We were talking about this as we were trying to set this interview up, but you're keeping a pretty busy schedule these days. Probably, you know, busier than you've ever been used to, with playing in the Metro League, basketball and baseball at the exact same time, playing two sports in a season, two high school sports, at least at the same time. What's that been like?
Yeah, it's definitely busy is the key word there. Just first week, I mean, practices two a day. That was a grind to get through, getting eligible for games. And then this week, I mean, it's just like Monday, baseball game, Tuesday, basketball game, Wednesday, I have two practices, and then Thursday, baseball game, and Friday, basketball game, and then Saturday, I have two practices as well. It's It's been a grind for sure, but I'm all for it. I love it so far.
So you make your first start in the baseball season against Ballard on Thursday. I know you were on a little bit of a pitch count, but the night before, correct me if I think it was either the night before or two nights before, you dropped 23 in the season opener for the basketball team. What was the decision process on your end to come out for basketball too? Cause like, you know, your future's in baseball obviously, and you've been, you know, a solid, contributor to the basketball team these past few years. But with this like workload, was there any conversation or was there any thought to, you know, maybe I'll just prioritize baseball this spring?
Yeah, there was definitely talk about it with my family and coaches and all that. But I mean, just, I knew that this was the last year I could possibly play basketball. And I mean, I love the sport. I always love competing. The atmosphere, it's just always been awesome to me. And I obviously, I've like valued them and I was considering not playing, but I was all for it when the season started, and I was totally just gonna play and try to do whatever it takes to hopefully get a Metro title and just win and do whatever it takes for O'Day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with your coaches, baseball, Mike Doyle, and then basketball, Jason Kerr, I would imagine that they are pretty understanding in this weird year where, you know, this is the only time that this type of scenario would happen.
Yeah, they're really cool about it. Like, they totally understand that I'm doing both at once and how I need some rest. So they take it easy on me some days. But yeah, they've been really good for me, good to me this past year, and I wouldn't want to do it for anyone else. They've helped me a lot throughout my high school career.
So the first time that I ever saw you play baseball was your sophomore year. You guys were in the Tri-Cities playing in the semis and the finals. You came in relief in the finals. That was a really good team. You know, as a sophomore, you know, you're still developing, you're still growing into your body. Chart, I guess, walk me through kind of what that year did for you confidence-wise, getting in there and seeing some pretty big innings.
Yeah, so sophomore year, I mean, coming into it, I knew that I was going to have to step up my role pitching because my freshman year, I didn't pitch that much on varsity. But, yeah, I mean, just the innings and the amount of work, I knew I had to do that for the team to succeed and get to our goal with getting to the state championship, and we did. Unfortunately, we lost that game, but I just really just went at it, did whatever the coaches told me to do, and I guess that somewhat worked. Getting to the state championship was a big thing for us, and I wish we could have another shot. Unfortunately, we can't, but it was a really fun year playing with all the older guys who are at some big places now. But I'll forever remember that year. It was awesome.
Yeah. And you know, obviously your junior season is canceled by the pandemic, and you know, here you are this year as a senior. And I know you said there's no state championship. There's not, you know, that title, that trophy to play for, but you know, is that, how much of your this season, this shortened baseball season, that's an only Metro League schedule, how much of that is just, you know, let's give it one more, you know, one more shot with a group of guys that, you know, I played with for years.
Yeah, it's we're every game just same energy. We're always just trying to win and be the best we can be out on the diamond. Actually, like, this is really kind of my first year playing with some of these guys. So my sophomore year, I was the only guy on varsity. So playing with them and like my kids my age, my grade, it's been awesome. Like in the classroom, I've always been with them, and finally getting out on the diamond and playing with them has been really cool and special to me. But yeah, just day in and day out practice, we keep grinding, and we really want the Metro title this year. My freshman and sophomore year, we won that. So it would really be a three-peat. So we're trying to get that.
This past year in the pandemic has been a weird year for everybody. And for you, I would imagine you've had some of the coolest opportunities that baseball has provided you in these last 12 months. You know, your time with the Canes down in the South last summer, you know, perfect game All American. You know, what, reflect on this last year and just, you know, how you were able to, some of the experiences that you were able to take part in through the sport.
Yeah. So, I mean, going into it, I wasn't really slated to play for the Canes. And then when COVID hit, that was just an instant. We got to get on that. The South's kind of open for baseball because there was nothing really going on in Washington. But just playing with all the highly touted prospects and just some of the top guys in the country was amazing. Great experience for me. And I was a little nervous going into it because my name wasn't kind of on the radar. And I was knew who these guys were. I don't think they knew who I was, but I just instantly knew I could play with them. And just all the events we did together, because we probably played like 30 games as a Canes team, and just grinding with them, just trying to get better every day was great. And then some of the like showcases, that like individual stuff, like the All-American game and like area codes, playing with some guys in the Northwest, that was really cool too. It's usually in Long Beach, but it was in Atlanta this year. Doing that was awesome. But really, perfect game All-American, that was probably the highlight of my whole baseball summer. I was watching that as a little kid. Watched Corbin playing it. Just that was the ultimate goal at the end of the summer, was to make that. And when I heard my name get announced, I was filled with joy and just couldn't get away to compete out there. And it was awesome.
They give you they roll out the red carpet for you guys down there, don't they?
Yeah, they treat us special down there. It was awesome. All the gear too. It was crazy.
So you're projected to be taken at some point in July's draft. I don't know what you're hearing, how much information you're working with, and kind of if you're able to get a range, or if you kind of go in, a little bit more blind. But, if you're drafted, you'll obviously have to weigh that opportunity against playing for your hometown Huskies. How are you approaching that decision and approaching the draft in general now, 3 months out?
Yeah, ultimately, I have two like great futures ahead of me if it's the draft or playing on Montlake. But I'm just going into it. I'm just trying not to think about it as much and just trying to kind of set it aside and just do my thing. Not just really trying to just win for O'Day right now. And obviously, there's been a lot of draft talk with all of like the country. I mean, and we were kind of the last state to start playing baseball. So, I mean, it's been a wild year hearing and talking to all the professional scouts. It's really cool though, too. I'm grateful that this opportunity is there. But ultimately I just weigh it as just two great options ahead of me. And, that's about it, honestly.
I got to think, though, you know, with all those conversations with scouts, with just everything, as much as baseball has heated up this year, how have you been able to kind of keep perspective on where you're at and manage all of that? I'd imagine that it's just there's just a lot of stuff you have to do, a lot of conversations you have to have. How do you kind of keep your eye on the ball? Is it support system? Is it just your mentality? Do you feel like you're able to kind of manage all that?
Yeah, I think for sure. I mean, obviously my parents have been helping me a lot through it, and like communicating with all the scouts and like the fan policy at the game on Thursday. Like, we didn't know how many scouts would be able to get in, but we figured that out. But honestly, I've kind of been doing it on my own, emailing all of them and texting them, just staying in contact with them, talking to probably one of them each day. Depends on what they want to know and stuff. But yeah, it's kind of just been on my own, and I like having it on my own because that's going to be what I have to do in the real world when I grow up. But I having my parents is really helpful as well, though.
That's interesting that you've taken a lot of that on your own. I was talking to the head coach at Marysville Getchell the other day, and he was saying, man, I'm taking 4 to 5 calls a day for Malachi. Like, it's just – and
– my Doyle's getting some of that too. I'm going to get in-person school someday, so he lets me know, and then I somewhat just text him. But yeah,
he said that he's like, no, I mean, Max is, you know, Coach Doyle is like, Max is really taking this on his own. I mean, that stands out to me, that, you know, you see it as an opportunity, you know, professionally, to be able to kind of handle all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my parents kind of just told me that I need to do this on my own. It's my life. So, I mean, I've just been doing what they said and just handling it.
Yeah. So you started last summer throwing, and correct me if I'm wrong, your slider and your two seam. Is that right?
Yeah, I 4 seam, 2 seam, slider, changeup, curveball.
Yeah, so like you kind of have been incorporating at least the slider in. Was that last summer that you really started incorporating that in?
Yeah, I like towards the end of the summer I started throwing it, but now I kind of just wiped that away. I only focus on 4 pitches because my curveball kind of blended with my slider a little bit, so I just kind of wiped the slider for now.
What's the process of incorporating a new pitch into your arsenal? Where does that start? How do you decide to do it, and you know, what does it take to fully achieve that and feel comfortable with it consistently?
Yeah, for me it's definitely repetition, just getting the grips down and throwing the ball like a ton, getting comfortable with it, because you gotta, like, if you're trying to beat someone in the box, you got to have your arsenal and have all your best pitches. So, I mean, I'd say for sure it's repetition.
You were 6'7" as a sophomore, right? I mean, you did most of your vertical growing pretty early on. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe so. Like 6'6", 6'7", I think so.
These last couple of years, you know, you've really started to fill out your frame, and it stands out. I mean, you know, especially with this shutdown, like talking to, you know, high school coaches saying, okay, you know, the last time I saw him, he did not look like this. What's that process been like, just developing physically and, you know, getting bigger? And do you feel like, you know, that's allowed you to just feel more comfortable and sort of realize your potential?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this past off season, I had like a little goal of gaining 20 pounds. So just getting in the weight room every day, just grinding that out and filling out. I think that really helped me with baseball and basketball. And it's kind of been crazy because my lifting coach at O'Day has all of our weights from like sophomore year and like junior year. And like, I'm pretty sure right as the our last weigh-in for basketball, I was like 190, and now I'm like 215. So it's really crazy to see how much I've gained.
Wow. Yeah, no kidding. Charting those milestones. So the high school baseball season started later than normal this year. It's a shortened season, as we've said. And, you know, throughout this last year, you didn't really have the club options or even really the options, you know, from whether it was working out to playing to traveling, because Washington in part was, you know, pretty shut down this winter, last fall, last summer. So I want to talk to you about this because I keep hearing stories about this this bubble you guys created in Arizona this winter. You and J.R. Ritchie over at Bainbridge and some of the top prospects in the state and down the West Coast. So you guys, let me get this straight. You go down, you take kind of a team that you guys throw together. You go down and spend about 6 weeks in Arizona and play like a blended club high school schedule, all staying in the same house, all training every day together and just, you know, hanging out together too. What was that experience like? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was awesome. Like, once again, like that was, we're probably going to be the only group of guys that does this because Corona. But yeah, just... my dad and JR's dad just came together one day and we're like, we gotta start playing baseball. Like, everyone else is in the country is playing and we're not. So we just decided to get like 20 of us down to Arizona in one house. And we just, yeah, basically created a bubble. We only hung out with each other. Not really anyone outside of the house we were saw, because we had to be safe. Because if one person got it, we'd probably all go down. But yeah, just like we played, I think around like 25-ish games, and just playing against the Arizona high schools, that was pretty cool. Obviously, our team was a little more. We had a lot of. I think we had like everyone was committed on our team, so it was really cool, kind of playing with guys in our area. Because I haven't played with them really that much besides the area codes thing and then this. But yeah, it really worked because my online school, that was from like 9 to 2. And then we would have practice right after and we'd work out in the backyard, had a pool and everything. And we just, the day would be repeated unless we had a game or something. And it was a great experience. I made some friendships that I'll remember for a long time for sure.
So walk me through, I mean, you start to say it, but like a normal day for that, for your guys' group, you guys have over 20 guys living under the same roof, right? And you're waking up and you're, doing lifts, hitting meals together. I heard about some poker at night. Let's rewind. I hear that your neighbor across the street was none other than Yankees center fielder Aaron Hicks. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true. Seeing his house and like he has a full-on basketball court and batting cage and a like lazy river in his backyard. It was cool. And we got to go in and shoot and hit in the cage and while he was at spring training, and it was awesome just seeing him. He was a really nice guy, and it was really cool of him to let us into his backyard.
Yeah, how did that all start? Like, how did you guys strike up a friendship with him?
I think JR's dad just had some connections. The area was really nice too, where the house was. So honestly, there probably was another major leaguer in that neighborhood, or NBA player, or billionaire, but. Yeah, it just that came across and he let us use it.
That's probably a time you guys will never forget. And I'm looking forward to seeing kind of where your guys' paths chart from there. Because, obviously you have a lot of guys that are going to have a really bright future in baseball. And you'll be able to look back on that time as like, hey, remember when the world was crazy and we created a bubble in Arizona?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be like a story that we all bring up one time or to our kids in the future, but yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, before we get out of here, I want to ask you over this last year, what's the thing that you're most proud of in your development as a pitcher?
That's a good question. I think for me, it'd be just my mechanics. Like sophomore year, I didn't really focus on them that much. And then junior year was like, shoot, I got potential in this. Like I need to really get my mechanics better and like my body in shape for pitching and all that. But I think I'm really proud of where I've came from, just looking at old videos like sophomore year to now. Like I worked with this ex-Mariner, Sean White, who's my pitching coach, and this guy named Kevin Gunderson down in Portland past year, just grinding that out and having them as resources to help me really, really was really helpful, and just perfecting and doing so many reps, getting them perfect was probably the biggest thing for me.
Yeah, no question. What's your fastball touching now? I heard back in January it was 97. Is it around there?
Yeah, it was. I think I touched like 96 in Arizona, and then my first outing on Thursday, I think I hit 94 or 95. I'm not sure.
Well, Max, I'm looking forward to seeing how these next 3 months go for you. Wishing you the best of luck. We'll have to do this again when the dust settles and you've taken that next step into the future.
That's for sure. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Thanks, Max.
This podcast is brought to you by SB Live Washington and SB Live Sports, your national hub for high school sports news and information. Subscribe for free wherever you get podcasts. If you do it on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a rating and a review to help us best serve you, the listener. You can find our website at scorebooklive.com/Washington. There you'll see news, features, highlights, podcasts, and everything in the world of high school sports across this state. As always, a big shout out to our sponsor, Washington Federal. And thanks to Dan Dickow and Todd Millis for bringing the heat every week. The song you're hearing is by the band Woodrow. It's called So Far Away. It's written by James Schroeder, Carl Johnson, and my dad, Matt Bueller. I'm Andy Bueller. We'll be back next week.